This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and despite the wintry weather this morning, we're going to take some time and talk a little baseball and baseball broadcasting. For 18 years, we at WEMU have considered ourselves quite fortunate to have Matt Shepard call play-by-play of Eastern Michigan University football games. He is a pro's pro. Now, legions of Detroit Tigers fans will get to hear him call the games on Fox Sports Detroit Television on a permanent basis. And we couldn't be happier for Tigers fans and for Matt Shepard himself. And let me ask you this, Matt Shepard. We as the public found out late Monday night, things started coming out that you were going to be the announcer for Tigers baseball. How long have you known?
Well, it's been a long process, as I mentioned. It's something that has forced me to have a great deal of patience because of all the things that I've got going on in my career and in my life, especially my personal life lately. I can't tell you how long I've necessarily known, but I do know this. I know Fox went through a thorough process in looking at a number of different candidates and talking to a number of different candidates, and they know that I've talked to them for a long period of time, in the sense that, you know, I did the last couple of months last year, and expressed once I knew that the direction they were headed, and once I knew they were going in a different direction than what they previously had, that I was interested. So it's been a long process. I can't say exactly when I knew that I was going to be offered the opportunity.
Well, you just mentioned that it has been a most difficult time in your personal life, and I certainly don't want to take up too much of your time with that. I know that is deeply personal, but for those who don't know, Matt's wife and son were in a horrific car accident, and that has weighed heavily on you as you have tried to continue working and at the same time take care of your family. How are they doing?
I appreciate you asking, David. Yeah, they're doing fine. My son's doing really well. Considering what could have happened. My wife has gone through a number of different surgeries. She's had six different surgeries take place on different parts of her body, her hand, her wrist, her clavicle, her colon, her intestine, her back, her spine. So she's gone through quite a bit of an ordeal here, but she is rehabbing really hard. She looks really good considering the condition, and I know she's a fighter. So it's going to be a long rehab process, but I know she's going to be able to get through it because the support we've received from friends and family, colleagues, has been overwhelming for us.
It takes a deep sense of family, commitment, and faith to come through a situation like this, particularly when so much of your time is compromised. As the family stepped forward and kind of supported you through this process and knowing what you're going to be doing and how much you're going to be traveling in the future?
Yeah, I'm really proud of my kids, David. I really am. They are, they've done a really nice job of really elevating their responsibilities. I have a 14-year-old daughter who has just been incredible and taking care of her mom when we go into the hospital and helping her with the various things, little things, you know, like washing her hair and combing her hair and just spending time with her and reading to her. My boys have really stepped forward and taken on more of a fatherly role when I'm trying to go out there and work and do the responsibilities that I think a father is supposed to have. But my family's always been really supportive. I mean, you and I have talked about this before, and we travel quite a bit, at times in our jobs. And for me, covering as many sports as I have in the past and traveling with the teams, it can be a challenge. And the kids are completely understanding of that. My wife has been very understanding and very supportive for 25 years in what we're doing here. And now hopefully it pays off by being the voice of the Tigers.
Well, on behalf of the Eastern Michigan University family and the family here at WEMU, we wish all of you well as the recovery continues. And as we move forward, I'm glad you brought up some of how much work you actually do. We're talking with Matt Shepard, by the way, on 89.1 WEMU. Matt, this week, was publicly revealed as the new play-by-play announcer for Detroit Tigers television broadcasts on Fox Sports Detroit. We talked about all of these sports. He's, of course, called EMU football games for 18 years. years. He does the broadcast for Michigan basketball. You've heard him at different times on Lions, Pistons, and Red Wings broadcasts, and he's been heard and seen on a number of national broadcast outlets. Matt has done a number of radio programs on stations in our area over the years as well, including his current syndicated show, which is heard locally on WDFN. It's called Shep, Shower, and Shave, and runs 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays. And Matt, quite a clever name for the program. You come up with that?
Yeah, it's been that way for a while. My dad used to have a saying that I can't necessarily
repeat. I am familiar, which is what might make me chuckle. Yeah,
yeah, kind of inserted something else in there. But, I figured it's a morning show. People are starting their day. It might have a decent ring to it, so that's what we stuck with.
I bring up the variety and number of venues in which you've applied your talents to make this point. You have hustled for work your entire career. Is it fair to say that there is a stability in winning the Tigers' job that I'm not sure you've been able to enjoy to this point?
Absolutely. That's dead on. And I don't even know if there is such a thing as being stable in our business. Maybe that's part of the rush, and it's part of what we enjoy most about this business. There's a really good saying from coaches, and I've been around some great coaches. Chris Creighton is one of them at Eastern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
John Beilein is one of them at the University of Michigan. And I try to learn from not just colleagues like you, David, and people I've worked with like Rob Rubick and Greg Steiner in the Eastern Michigan Athletic Department, but also from coaches who I cover and players that I cover. And there's a really good saying that the Michigan has for its basketball program is every day is a tryout. And that's how I look at my job. That's how I look at life. Every day, you got to prove yourself. And even though I have accomplished part of my goal, being the Tigers TV play-by-play voice, I realize that every day I'll be judged. And I have to be great every single day, and that's the plan.
Well, the baseball season is certainly long. It requires a lot of travel, and the broadcasts demand a great deal of time-consuming research. Have you come to any determination about what you're going to do when it comes to U of M basketball, your radio show, and some of the other outlets you've been working for?
Yeah, I think those are still things that need to be determined. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of different people I have to talk to. I've enjoyed every single minute that I've worked in this business and the various things that I've done. Truly one of the best honors I've ever had is representing WEMU and the Eastern Michigan football program, University of Michigan basketball, the various things that I do with Fox Sports Detroit and Big Ten Network. I love all of it because it does give me a chance to expand my horizons. It gives me a chance to learn the sports that I love to watch and follow. And it gives me the opportunity to work with some great, I mean, outstanding professional people, and they've now gone from colleagues to being friends. But there has to be some type of line where it stops, too. And the Tigers are my first priority, and my hope is that I can continue to fill in with some other things as long as I can dedicate the necessary time and effort to that audience and to that team. It's not going to be fair to any team, audience, program, or people I work with or for if I can't dedicate 100% and give them everything I have.
Well, with that in mind, pitchers and catchers report on February 12th, Matt, and the rest of the team on the 17th. What do you do between now and then to get yourself ready?
That's a great question. I tap into the knowledge of people who are friends of mine in Major League Baseball and people whose work I admire, and I'll talk with them, sit down and try to go over a plan and see how they prepare for their games. It's a lot different in Major League Baseball than it is for the other sports. I know that because of the number of games that I've called. When you go into a basketball game or a football game or a hockey game, you have everything pretty much set. You know, you have a really good idea who's going to play. You have their statistics on your flip charts, and you've read the notes and you've inserted those notes onto your flip charts. With baseball, it's completely different because you don't know who's going to play. You don't know what that lineup's going to look like. You don't know necessarily where every single guy is going to be on the baseball field. So I've got to get a handle on that and get to work on how I want to approach each and every game with certain background information. And I'll be able to do that. It's just a matter of time of weaning through what I like and what I don't like.
I know that long before you ever took to the airwaves as a broadcaster, you were probably one of those kids that were sitting in your bedroom or listening to ball games out in the backyard and calling the games yourself, weren't you?
No doubt. I mean, what my friends and I used to do is we would play baseball every day in the summer. I mean, we couldn't wait for the snow to thaw and sometimes we wouldn't even wait that long, but we would grab our baseball gloves, bats, and balls and go up with as many guys who want to meet us at whatever ballpark we wanted to go to, whatever field we went to. And then when we were done at night, we'd play stickball on the street. I mean, that's what we did. We played baseball every single day. We loved the Tigers. We loved the 1984 Tigers, but we loved all those teams prior to that. And we would watch as much baseball as we possibly could, play as much baseball as we possibly could. And during that time, I would be calling the games various times, describing something that Ernie Harwell may have.
Well, with all of that passion for baseball, both as playing as a kid and broadcasting games throughout your adult life, have you come to a conclusion on exactly how you want to open your first broadcast as the permanent Tigers announcer on Fox Sports Detroit?
No, I haven't. I don't know if I should necessarily do it any differently than I've done games in the past. Just because it's special for me doesn't mean it's got to be special for everybody. This game is not about me. It's about the Tigers, and it's about my analyst first and foremost. If I start to make it about, hey, this is special, this is my first game, I want everyone to remember it, then I've lost sight and focus of what's truly important. So I don't anticipate doing anything different, David, than I've done in the past.
Spoken like a pro's pro, as I said. Now, you and I are roughly the same age, and you made a point to bring this up a little bit, and I want to touch on it just a touch more. You grew up, and I grew up, with some pretty great Tigers teams, and your crew, your broadcast crew, is going to consist of Kirk Gibson and Jack Morris in the booth. Dan Petrie is going to be working some of the pre- and post-game shows as well. Are you looking to the almost daily interaction with some of those guys that you and I thought of as heroes?
Yeah, I am. Let me tell you a quick story. Last year, we were in Cleveland, and I was in Ron Gardenhire's office. I was getting ready to do the game. Gibby was my partner, of course, and we were in that in his office talking baseball with Gardenhire, Jim Leland, and Alan Trammell. And as soon as I got out of there, and I don't get awestruck. I've talked to a lot of great athletes. I've talked to a lot of great coaches, a lot of great broadcasters. But I could not help but text my good friends what I just experienced. And they were just floored by it. Last year, we were in Kansas City. And I called a game with Gibby, and George Brett entered the booth. And the three of us took a picture, and I sent that out to my buddy. It's been an unreal experience so far, calling the Tigers for a short period of time. To be able to do it with such pros, and now I consider friends like Kirk Gibson, Jack Morris, Dan Petrie, Craig Monroe, guys who prepare, guys who push each other, guys who strive for excellence and greatness, it's going to make me even better.
Well, you are plenty good right now, but even with more than two decades of professional experience, this must be as though it is starting anew as you head into the new baseball season.
Yeah, I think every season is new, right? I mean, I don't care how good a team, how good or bad a team was the year before. Every season is new, and that's what's beautiful about sports. Every day and every season is new. There's bound to be something that you're not expecting to happen. There's bound to be something that you weren't planning for that you better get ready to adjust to. It's what makes this job so thrilling to me anyway.
Have you ever broadcast a World Series game?
No, I have not. No, I've broadcast every single professional team in the Detroit market on television. I've broadcast three of the four teams on radio. But I've never called a World Series game. But remember this. I mean, those are all national network. Anyway, that would be strictly set aside for your radio voice or if you were a national broadcaster. For me, I mean, national championships is great. I've called the two largest outdoor hockey games in history, which is pretty special for Fox Sports Detroit. But they're calling opening day for the Tigers is going to be at the top of the list.
Well, if I am correct, even though you might not get to broadcast that game, should the Tigers get to and win a World Series, you just might get a ring, and that's an experience we would like to share with you.
Yeah, I think everybody would like to. I agree. that would be the ultimate cherry on top, right? I mean, I've got beautiful rings from championships I've called before for the University of Michigan and reaching the national championship And it's been awesome. And they've got another good chance at duplicating that this year because of how good they are.
Well, Matt, let's stay in touch over the course of the season. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk now and again and kind of update people on your journey, because I know people around here are very interested and very happy for you.
I'd be happy to do it, David, because I love everything that WMU stands for and everything that they've done to help me in my career with Molly at the top and you in charge and helping all the people there. You could become good friends and family alike to me. So anytime WMU needs me, I'll be there for you.
Thank you for your service to Eastern Michigan. Thank you for your service to WEMU for nearly two decades. And on behalf of all of us here, congratulations. And again, we look forward to watching as you shine on Tigers broadcast for generations to come.
Thanks, David.
That is Matt Shepard, the newly revealed play-by-play announcer for Detroit Tigers baseball on Fox Sports Detroit. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU.